You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Last night's congestion in the city centre held up vehicle traffic, delaying buses for up to an hour. This morning, a number of organisations paid for an advert across the Herald promoting cycling. I talked to big street bikers Cleve Cameron about how enabling cycling in the city might unclog the streets so everyone can get around quickly, cheaply and efficiently.
I don't know whether you got stuck in the congestion in the city centre yesterday.
I rode straight past it. I enjoyed it. I rode very casually straight past all the cars. That's life on the bike lane.
Oh, my goodness. People would have been looking at you with so much envy, I think, yesterday.
And yesterday morning and probably tomorrow morning as well. But I'm not alone. There's plenty of people who are starting to do it, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
It's all around the world.
So on your journey home, was it on the cycle lane? Was it on the pavement, like Wayne Brown? Or was it...
All of the above. I just try to find the safest way and try to ride where the cars aren't. And so if that means going on the pavement, then yes. Yeah, I'm taking back streets. I'm trying to take the safe back streets, cycle lanes. Yeah, the cars are the scariest thing. Some kind of macho thing that kicks in when people are on cars and they don't see other humans.
Yeah, a connected cycle network is definitely a barrier to cycling, particularly for those who are not of the super brave disposition. But tell me about Lockie Docks and the other barrier to cycling in the city.
Bike theft is a massive thing here in the city and around the country. One in three people who have their bike stolen never ride again. They stop doing it. So we know it's a really important thing. My family, we've had 6 e-bikes stolen ourselves in the last couple of years. Son going to work, my wife going to work, myself going to work. It just puts people back in the car. So, yeah, theft is a major issue in terms of people switching to e-bikes because we know people love e-bikes. As soon as they're on them, they want to ride. Yeah, it's just awarded the most secure bike parking in the world recently, and it provides free charging as well for people.
So a Lockie Dock is a secure bike park with free charging, and what does it cost to use them?
So it's free for the bikers to use, and it's also no cost to the property owner or ratepayers or council as well. So an easy win, a quick win. There's secure parking, people will ride more often. The other great thing with the Lockie Docks is they have a digital screen on there that has maps that show where all the safe bike paths are and show people where safe back streets. So we know there's just a really low awareness of all the safe cycleways. So it does a really important job there. And it has advertising on it, which helps pay for it and make it free to the public.
What do you see as the role of bikes in the city in the future? How do you feel Lockie Docks might fit into it?
Yeah, I just think Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau could be a fantastic biking city, especially now with e-bikes. I just so point to London. They just this week announced that there's more cyclists on their roads than there are motorists. They've had this exponential growth, and that's put in safe bike lanes. We just need to get on with it and turn into a 21st century city. So, yeah, it's a really exciting time for us if we can just jump on it now. So over 100 kilometres of cycleways into Wellington, and they realise that that's going to be the cheapest way for people to get around because petrol prices are just going to go up.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, isn't it, that cyclists are often sort of like considered this privileged group, and yet biking is actually the cheapest... outside of walking, to get around.
Yeah, it's the egalitarian transport. It's the people's vehicle. So, the story's sort of got away and it's been sort of curved by God knows who. The bikes are everybody's way of getting around. It's just like, it's just a transport mode and it's apolitical. And
you can fit a lot of people on the road on a bike. Worked in Beijing for many a year.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So what about this Herald ad that's getting a bit of Twitter attention?
Good. Oh, that's good. Taking over the front cover of the Herald. Yeah. with a number of other brands, businesses, Mana Whenua, so Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei on there as well. Just showing these are all the groups that are behind biking. It's not some crazy fringe thing. It's just actually these are loved brands and businesses and organisations that support biking because it's just what people do.
I know that the council is looking for really, really big budget cuts, and you can't help thinking that making it easier to cycle is the cheapest way.
Cheapest way to get Auckland moving without big gold-plated infrastructure.
You know, digging projects. So.
So it's a really important time. There's submissions to the council are due on the 28th of March on those budget cuts. Auckland have your say, or AKL have your say. So encourage everybody to go there and make sure that they're having their say. Yeah, we've put in some suggestions. That's on our website, bigstreetbikers.co.nz. Seeing Chloe Swarbrick has done some fantastic suggestions as well, so you can go through her socials. We'll have a link to it as well.
And what are the next steps for you? Do you have any Lucky Dock sites already in Auckland?
We've got, I think there's 10 or 13, there's 13 in Auckland. We're rolling out 100 Lucky Docks over this year. There'll be a fair number of those going to Auckland, central and out west and down south.
And how can you find out where they are?
So there's app, so you can download the app. So lockerdock.co.nz, and that tells you where all docks are. AT also have it on their apps as well, shows where the Lockie Docks are.
So that was Big Street Bikers Cleve Cameron talking about Lockie Docks and enabling cycling.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.